Look, you have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Let's get it, then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
Can I scream?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cut some papers, you bitches.
Who wants me? Who the fuck wants me? You'll have to be me. Hooray!
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
I'm sorry, ordered the hamburger
that is
with
rage.
Age.
Corey Feldman here.
What does it taste like? Did you know what it tastes like? Piss! To me.
Corey Feldman here.
Yeah, why don't you go cry to your gay dad about it?
Corey Feldman here.
Tell the truth.
Corey Feldman here.
Wow!
I have nothing left except Spider-Man.
Corey Feldman here.
What it do? Welcome, everyone. This, my friends, is a Corey Feldman show.
Woo, Corey!
The Corey Cowboys rise again.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw, indeed. The Corey Cowboys are here at your service every Friday, 7-ish Pacific time, twitch.tv/JimAndThem, and of course in the YouTube chat at your cervix, if I may.
We're the fair use, fair use kings. We got the FBI on our ass, and we said, yeah, we're not stopping for nothing.
No fucking way. Shout outs to the real ones in the motherfucking chat.
Whoa, they showed up? I asked them to, but I didn't think they would.
What do we got? We got Stax, we got Max, we got Daewoo. Who else we got? We got Jams, we got Kin.
I gotta give Stax a shout out. He's been hilarious on Facebook this whole week.
Oh, Stax holding it down on the book?
Stax must think that I'm like Joseph Neely or something, because I'm laughing at every single one of his statuses on Facebook, hitting it with a laugh emoji, because it's all hilarious.
Was Joseph Neely known to be a laugher?
Joseph Neely would just react to every single one of our statuses every single time.
Yeah. Now he's just a sad liberal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Joe Neely.
What happened to poor Joe Neely?
He got libtarded.
Rest in piss. So, yeah, we were all hooting and hawing and crowing and crawing last week.
Yeah. I was gibbering and jabbering myself. Yeah. I don't know about you.
We were all hooting and hollering because we had our 14K on a video.
Yeah.
And then here we are a week later. Our new video is up to 122, I believe.
Ooh.
122K, my dudes.
And look at us, humble.
Humble. Oh, 120.
Bringing it up top of the show.
I mean, how do you not?
Spider-Man. I've been posting statuses all the time, like, hey, need help with your podcast? Suck my dick, fuck off. good luck with your podcast, comedians.
How do you not? But yeah, thank you everyone for checking out our Corey Feldman's Loserville Tantrum video.
No, Jim, don't pretend that anyone that watched that video is listening to this show.
Yeah. Oh, some of them are. Yeah. I'd say a good 95%.
Yeah. Oh.
95% of those are listeners, I would say.
5% cowards.
120,000 of our listeners got together and laughed with us, cried with us.
Everyone loves the Corey Cowboys.
Yeehaw.
but yeah, I mean, I said it about a month ago as a goof that we're the Corey Cowboys, and I wasn't goofing.
Yeah.
I was dead serious.
I just want to take a piss.
Thank you, Zenpai. Thank you for the sub.
23 months. And he used his Prime subscription. Why aren't you using your Prime subscription, you piece of shit?
Use your goddamn Prime subscription.
You can do it in the app now.
You can do it in the app.
You used to not be able to do it in the app. And it was, you had to like mobile log into the normal website. And it's such a pain in the ass, but now you can do it in the app.
Now, one thing that usually happens if you have a video go viral is typically a lot of haters, but the tide is kind of turning a little bit on our friend Corey Feldman.
Thank God.
Still have some haters. We still have some people that are like, oh, well, all you guys do, the only views on your channel are Corey Feldman videos. And it's like, yeah. That's why we keep putting more of them up.
We realized something.
We finally realized what was going on.
Hey, Rodney Mullen, the only views are on you skateboarding. We do what we do best, okay? Making fun of drug addicts.
Because it was, I mean, we had a small little wave with ICP, but that kind of petered out a little bit.
Well, YouTube put a stop to that real quick. We could have already been millionaires.
We had the mushroom, the acid trip.
Mm.
Yes. I mean, that video got 2 million views, but like, it's weird because that is the show. Because I was going to say, a lot of times, like, we'll have videos that go viral, but it's not the show.
It doesn't feel representative,
Like our CNN playing our raped song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, like, no one knows what that is. They just think it was a news goof. Or even, like, Mega Doodoo kind of. That's still kind of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
DD
Mega Doodoo. I don't think you're actually here for that, by the way.
Oh, okay.
It was a news reporter talking about a cop that died, but she did not. It was like Deidre Mega Doo. She's like DD Mega Doodoo.
You know what? That does sound familiar.
Yeah, that should be a sounder. We should have a DD Mega Doodoo sounder.
At least it's the show. And I mean, I get there are tons of people that really think that it's some sort of elaborate gimmick.
Yeah, that he's in that on it.
And I get it. Like from the outside. If you hear about all these gaffes, because he's constantly having gaffes.
Yeah, he's always stepping in it.
Yeah,
he constantly, like, there's multiple, because people sent me some other videos of him, like, yelling at his band and stuff like that. Yeah. And it does seem like it happens every show. Yeah. So I would almost be like, oh, shit. Yeah, this is how he stays relevant. He does these fake things, and it's like you're giving him.
Or he's just a piece of shit that yells at his band.
He tries to take on that identity because, like, the joke, his whole like conceit of that song is that he keeps trying to push out there is like, look, guys, like, it's all a big goof. I'm in on it. Like, he really wants to convince people that it's like a goof.
He has no humility, though, because he can't be in on it. No, someone actually starts making fun of him, then it turns sour.
Well, and his idea of being in on it is like a normal Corey song that starts with circus music. Yeah. Like, nothing about that other than the circus music.
Well, also, but him trying to be a part, trying to clue people in that he's in on it, like releasing that song called The Joke, that's a relatively new thing.
Yes.
Like, he thinks he's like Jim and them that just figured out that Corey videos get views.
Yeah.
He thinks he's us that like finally decided something happens.
I mean, we've been talking about Corey, I mean, realistically for like 10 years, right?
A long time, yeah. Yeah, because we know all the GoFundMes.
Yeah.
And like all the history leading up to his movie.
The Angels.
Now, I mean, I wouldn't go as so bold to be like, oh, we invented it. Like, you can't invent making fun of a geek that fucking sucks. And does
all we can
dumb
do,
shit.
We can merely shine a spotlight when he tries to sell rubber ears.
But damn it, if we're not the best at it.
Because we get a few comments from people that are like crackle crackle because the bonfire with like Dan Soder and Big J.
We can't help with big shows steal from us.
And now like Robert Kelly and Big J. But it's like,
right, what is crackle crackle?
Because they do a lot of stuff on Corey too.
Yeah,
but it's
like that guy that you responded to is like also makes fun of Corey all the time.
Oh, okay.
But I get it. I mean, how do you know? Like, no one can invent it. I mean, I guess if anyone could maybe make a claim, it's Howard Stern because he kind of invented that original performance of him doing the What's Up with the Youth or
he
whatever.
He clearly understood back then what to do. But again, like, if we're like, we just, the receipts are there. Go back. We've been talking about this guy for fucking a decade.
He invented pointing a camera at Corey because it's not like he was
you guys
put
were
on.
The first people who called out Corey to me, and you've been right the entire time. Only took these people 10 plus years to listen to you guys.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you, Ace.
To be fair, when the world became aware of Corey, it was because of his embarrassing Good Morning America show.
Yeah.
But that wasn't Corey's a scumbag. That was Corey's embarrassing. Then we looked into it and realized, wait a second, is this guy a big scumbag? And like we kind of like like, we sort of pioneered that angle on, Corey's a scumbag.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't just that he's a goofy, like...
loser.
Like, yeah, aloof fool.
An embarrassing human.
Mm-hmm. It was that he's actually, like, dark to the core. Like, he's he's like a real life Grinch with his tiny heart. Like, that's him.
Yeah. I forgot that one of the angels spoke up about like how he wouldn't let them eat and he would like abuse them and stuff.
Well, and he quickly moved away from having the band of angels after that. And then like now he's got the Corey band.
Yeah. Cause he tried, like, initially it was supposed to be this Hugh Hefner type situation of like, look at all these like bikini clad chicks I have. I'm a ladies man.
Look at the Ascension Millennium video. That's what that video is. It's him trying to be Hef.
And then he pivoted into like, well, no, like I'm a victim of sexual violence, even though like I was essentially doing that, because the angel stories were like, I was just kind of like a struggling model actor, and he, and like, here's prayed this guy that shows up and like doesn't pays me in food and
it tells me I can't eat.
Says I can't call my family.
But after saying all that, not to try to be the guy that we were ahead of the curve on stuff, but another guy we were ahead of the curve on was Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, yeah.
We were shitting on him when everyone was still kind of like, oh, he's fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everybody. To the point where we had him as our background as a goof,
but
people thought we liked him because he was still likable, but we were that far ahead.
People still think that because now people are finding our videos and they're like, what is with the Jimmy Fallon thing?
Dude, that's so funny.
Are you guys like a fan?
And we never answer or refer to him.
Well, I did answer
it.
Someone. I was like, no, that's the goof, is we're not a fan. Although now we'd have to explain Boopak behind us. No one's going to get
that. We're ahead of the curve. On Boopak. We're the only people on the curve for Boopak.
In 10 years, when everybody catches up with Boopak, we're going to be saints. We're going to be Christ. We're the Christ of Boopak.
Matthew C. saying that actually the closest that anyone gets to Jim and Matthew C. in the YouTube chat is Red Bar, because he bothers to do research.
Mm.
He said that he listened to the Bonfire Corey apps in their basic. That's not me saying that. That's someone else saying that. I'm just reading what the chat says.
And in their defense, I've never heard any of their stuff, but it's easy now to be basic because there's no reason to dig. Now all his nonsense
is
so out in the open. He's been a scumbag so openly for so long that you don't have to dig hard anymore, where when we were doing it, we just saw an embarrassing like old 80s loser. And then we had to dig to find it.
I think they're pretty deep. They've been doing it a long time, too. Again, like, you can't... Like, the guy is just ripe for mockery. So, but either way, I did want to go back, because, I mean, our video was breaking down his tantrum that he had at that Loserville tour. And I did find out that he had... The full set is up. So I do want to, I know we're kind of rehashing a bit, but I do want to at least take it back so we could see how it plays out.
Please. The whole they have situation. The stuff right before.
Yes, because now we have him performing this. We get to see, because basically we kind of guessed. We were like, oh, maybe he was doing an outfit change. And
during his 15-minute set.
We did nail it because I'll just let it play. He runs to the back to change his wardrobe like a fucking idiot. But. Oh, he just finished Ascension Millennium, by the way, in case you didn't pick that up.
Back it up, dude. I want to hear. Why is he opening with Ascension Millennium?
To get everyone lit.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to open with 96 Quite Bitter Beans. Shut up, Mike.
And in his defense, it's like, I'd want to change my snow pants, too, if I realized, like, crap, it's not snowing.
Yeah, you got to wear the specific Ascension Millennium outfit, and then you got to change it up once you're going into fucking Deceptive Deborah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to put on your rainbow. Let it play. We can't stop pausing because we're cucks. We're cucks and gay. Well, this is what you love about Red Bar, faggot, so go ahead.
Let it play. Although, I thought you hate when they keep stopping the video.
I do. I really do.
But that's what we do.
Yeah, but I like us. Drummer nailing it.
Attention.
Lenny on.
I mean, to speak again on how long we've been talking about it, like, it's to the point where I do legit think Ascension Millennium is like a banger.
Well, I think it's his best song.
Yeah,
I think I would. I think I've actually said,
go
like,
for it's pretty good too.
It's the closest yeah. he has to a real song. Ascension yeah. Millennium actually sounds like
and
a song.
And the first time we heard it, it was like, this is not a real song. Yeah. So we're actually Corey Pilled.
Because all his other songs just yeah. sound like nonsense. Ascension Millennium kind of has the structure of a song.
Well, the song for Corey or whatever P and Poo is really called yeah. is a great one
yeah.
too. That's
you
a deep cut.
You are free.
Bonfire don't know about You Are Free.
Not doing it justice.
No.
All right, I got to go to the side hall to change.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I go to the bathrooms to change.
Sorry, I'm at a high school auditorium.
I love that they put them in front of the stage. They're like, no stage for you, Corey.
I shouldn't have actually taken it back.
No, I'm glad
right,
you
there
did.
There we go. Woo! Woo! All right, yeah, see, so here's where all the shit goes down.
Thank you!
I got to take my sweatpants off.
Okay, so those are a couple of our classics.
Crashes.
Now we're going to play something a little different, a little harder, a little more fitting of the day.
So then he runs away.
He scampers off, though. He scampers off like a little bunny rabbit.
And apparently the drummer...
Oh, he fucked it up right now.
You know what the drummer's probably doing is Phil. He was probably doing Phil, and the guitar player got confused.
But
was
he
like,
is
oh, shit,
playing.
Is it time
I guess
to play?
He is playing some sort of track because he hits a track as well. At least this is what people were filling me in on that were either at the show or have watched this. Because the guitar player does react a little bit when the drummer does something.
Yeah, because that's what yeah. I would have assumed. Because often drummers do that. They just.
But
do
I
some
guess
fill the fill some time. And
I mean, do you have a click track that you play too when you play live shows?
Yeah, if you're like a metal drummer that has to yeah. do crazy shit, you might have.
Or if you're like a band with like a lot of synth, but you don't have a keyboard player to play it live.
Mm.
Yeah, Under Oath had a whole guy to press a button.
Yeah.
All right, everyone stand and do nothing while Corey changes. That's what he wants.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So he gets mad because they didn't just awkwardly wait for him to come back out.
Well, and here, this is me giving Corey no credit.
Yeah.
But often, I mean, we've all seen bands play, you know, in the middle when like
they'll
the lead singer talks.
Bit,
and
yeah.
so they play the song, but like they just keep playing the same part while someone talks. What they could be doing is playing the intro, but Corey's so stupid that he's like, shit, this is the part I'm supposed to start singing, instead of just going, oh, let's let them play and then I'll start singing at the part and then they'll start playing with me.
But that's the thing. That's why it must be, he does say something about don't play the track. They must have something they're playing to
sure.
that fucks it up.
She's like, oh no, he's going to beat us. I'm so hungry.
They look confused.
All right, let's see how he looks when he comes out. Let's see if we can see the look on his face.
I mean, he's so, he's like...
Oh, he's already... Yep, all right, he's already... But he tries to be a professional.
Does he...
Oh, he's mad.
He's so angry.
Just said she love you, but she don't really mean it. A face is lying when you're looking around. You say it's straight, but you don't.
I'm confused why he gives up on this.
Yeah, it sounds like he could just sing it.
Then yeah, you're right. It must have to do with the track.
That was called a technical mix-up. Nobody should ever start a track until I'm on the stage, guys. Hey, that's all right.
Fuck
it. It happens, man. Guess you're going to have to wait for that one next time.
The track's on like an old... You remember before iPods when there's MP3 players that just like... were just like some $30 thing where it's just like a forward and a backwards and an LCD screen? That's what he had. So he only has play and pause. So if he stops the track, sorry, it's over. You're done.
And I think also what Jeff was saying last week too of how they have so little time that it's like, fuck, we can't. Sure. We don't have time to rewind the tape or whatever the fuck we're supposed to do.
Yeah, we have to get to the joke.
He's so mad when he came. It's really crazy how unable to put on a face he is. Like, he can't hide his disdain ever. Like, I'm not even saying, like, be professional, but I'm saying, like, dude, just hide the fact that you're actively mad at everyone on stage for just, like, 25 minutes, finish your set, and then yell at them behind
hey, man,
he's
doors
not an
or
actor,
something.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you think?
Be fake?
Yeah, and then after, like, hey, man, when I was doing the costume change for Deceptive Deborah, you fucking played the track early. Like, don't do that. But then if you look here, if we look to his show in Toronto,
mm-hmm. I love that show? I see eight tabs that say Corey Feldman. Yeah. This is good.
But look what's going on here.
He killed the drummer.
Yeah, I was like, do you notice anything different at this show here in Toronto?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Huh.
There's just no drummer.
He literally, is this after?
Yes.
He literally just fired the drummer and got no replacement. Oh, Ace is live. Five times.
Oh, thank you, Ace. Thank you for handing out some gift subs, my guy.
It makes sense, because remember when we saw the behind-the-scenes footage before the show?
Yeah.
And he was being kind of condescending to the drummer specifically?
Yes,
It seems like the drummer probably was just like, you know, get fucked, bro. I don't need you.
You know why he also doesn't like the drummer, I bet? Oh, wait, hold on. Let me get these play.
Hey, I got a tier one sub. Thanks.
Thank you, Ace. You know what? Oh, Jesus.
Yep. This is good.
You know what? Because if you pay attention to the band, the drummer is clearly the youngest guy in the band. He's got a nice flowing locks too of hair.
He doesn't need this.
You know he's jealous of the drummer. Absolutely.
And he was like the newest member, because they even talked about it in one video we watched. Like, in our new member, like on that podcast or something. Yeah. Fuck it. No drums. We'll just put the drums up.
Yeah, what do they just have, a drum machine?
Maybe the keyboarder?
No, just no drums.
Yeah, because I hear some claps, but yeah, those might just be playing on the through the keyboard. Obama is my field dog of the year.
So the whole show has no drummer?
Well, I mean, there's a drum set there.
Okay.
Someone's gonna play drums. Now, but hold on, to be fair.
Wait, but then who's going to be embarrassing in front of the drum set if he's sitting behind the drum set?
Now, to be fair, though, I did see this and I thought maybe he's like, oh my God, the drummer's being punished. But he does say, let me pull it up. He does kind of have an explanation.
I hated my drummer.
Hold on. Must be after a
session.
He's like,
recently there was a 120K video about my drummer.
All right, I think here we go.
What's up, Lucille? Are you guys ready to rock? What's up, Toronto? Hey, it's my first time playing in Canada, a full proper concert. So thank you for having us. So glad we finally made it over here. Hey, so we have
with how strict their laws are. No, I think that's literally what this is. Their laws are strict. Did he have like a DUI or something?
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let him in?
Honestly, I feel like they probably just didn't do the right paperwork or something.
Sure.
I also feel like he's a fucking liar. Yeah. None of this happened, and he fired the drummer.
If being a criminal and a criminal and a DUI receiver, then Corey wouldn't be allowed in Canada either.
Now, I'll say at least here, it looks like there's more. I mean, I guess because we're further back. He's got a decent little crowd to play in front of here, which is good for him.
Haven't you seen the 13 tweets he sends every day
where he
tells everybody to be promptly in their seats by 5:30 or else in all caps?
I'm sure some of you might have seen me on that show, Canadian Border Patrol. Well, that actually happened last night. And as you can see, there's an empty spot where our drummer should be. And where our background singer should be.
Now you say, where's that lady?
Yeah, they're missing out on the drummer, the sax player, and his background singer.
And, but he's like, fuck it. Every single song remains identical.
He had so much drugs, he had to put them on three different people. He'd be like, here you go, mounted police.
But we're going to do our best to get through a set for you tonight.
He should have done an acoustic.
We had boots on the ground. James was at the show, and his friend bought a shirt, and it does say "Low Serve Ill" on it.
It's crazy.
What is the bit?
And by the way, that shirt looks like it was made in MS Paint overnight, and it's so bad. It's exceptionally bad.
It's the t-shirt equivalent of an old GeoCities website.
Yes. It should have had like a fucking sign my guest book at the bottom.
The bit is on you.
Actually, let me find, they post that in our Discord, right?
It really is when you see, it's like a birthday or a family reunion or something, and they just have crummy shirts made for the family reunion or whatever. That's what it looks like, except he's selling them for $45.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my. Low Serve Ill. The Low Serve Ill tour. And, it's a really bad, probably iron-on, terrible design.
Do not wash that.
The Corey Feldman Band. What's it say? Are ready to rock?
Ready to rock. Yeah, but like in his Twitter typing style.
They are ready to rock. Yeah. Okay.
Low Serve Ill Tour 24.
No Joe Queen need a Jim and Them parody shirt in that style.
I want to just steal his exact design and just put it on our Public.
Oh, with him and
just
everything?
Just how it is. I mean, maybe I'll do a version with us as well, but also just his version.
Yeah. Don't worry, Heather May will fucking get the FBI to get rid of it.
But apparently he uses drum tracks all the time because that's what he was yelling about.
Yeah. Jim, he's irrational.
But actually, I know Goofin, do you think he's lying? Is he just punishing the drummer and the backup singer for some reason?
If it wasn't half his band gone, I would say it feels like the drummer was like, get fucked, I don't need this. But if it's like a bunch of people, and we do know that Canada, for a lot of what feel like often mundane reasons, stop stuff like this.
Sure. But honestly,
I'm not saying he's not a liar, but I'm saying maybe he chose for once in his life not to lie.
Do you think any other band had this problem though on the tour? Everyone else probably has like a tour manager.
I think
that
you're
handles
still right.
All that shit. Yeah.
Something, it's not necessarily something that couldn't have been handled. He just simply didn't handle it.
Yes.
Or he chose to surround himself with people who didn't know they had anything to handle. And he's just like, why are you doing this?
Well, and especially since we talked about how we know him so well. We've seen his GoFundMes that he does. We've seen his box set and his fucking Funko Pop and his VIP tour and his free shipping thing that fucks up on his website. Either he runs everything himself and doesn't know what he's doing, or he surrounds himself with people that don't know what they're doing. So it's par for the course that I'm sure Fred Durst is like, wait, what happened? You don't have a guy that handles these things?
Well, and two things. It's remarkable that he didn't come out here and throw them all under the bus or throw Canada under the bus, because classic Corey move is to like go, oh, they're not here. Let me dunk on them for not being here, or, oh, Canada stopped us, fuck Canada. But then two, I have been to so many shows where it's like, hey, our guitar player's sick. Hey, our drummer isn't here. Hey, we're a rock band, or we're a punk rock band that has one ska song. So here's our trumpet. Like it's not hard when you're touring with other musicians to just simply say, hey, can you come out and do this? But it's Corey, so he clearly doesn't like have a good enough relationship with any of the other musicians, and none of them are willing to learn any of his dog shit songs. So he can't even do that.
Mm. I didn't realize he actually was on an episode of Border Security Canada's Frontline.
Oh, okay. I thought that was like a made-up Corey joke.
No,
because it sounded like an embarrassing joke.
I Googled it real quick, and there's pictures of him looking really pensively at a border agent. Maybe like they're teaching him about the border or something, and he retained none of that information and couldn't get his drummer to play their big show that they knew well in advance
or
was coming up.
Or his backup singer, or his sax player.
Or maybe in one of the, when he freaked out on him backstage, he ripped up his passport. He's like, now you're never rocking and rolling.
Yeah, somehow cowboy pirate guitar player got through.
Yeah, he did.
He's just Canadian. The rest of his band is Canadian.
Now, the reason why... Well, actually, hold on. Where's is he doing a costume change?
There's some guy.
Yeah, just a guy wandering out.
Hey, you guys gotta stop.
You guys gotta all leave the country.
No, the country doesn't want you to
play.
That
guy just came up there to take his hat.
Well, because remember, the hat fucked up his thing last time.
There's always a hat guy.
So he hired a hat guy and fired the rest of his band.
The crowd's like, is this a song? If there were drums, would it make more sense?
Yeah. Dude, he really fucking leaves them pissing in the wind while he goes to change his outfit that no one gives a shit about.
Well, last time he got his zipper stuck or something because it took him like 5 minutes.
See, here we're back to Deceptive Deborah, though. So this makes sense. He could play Deceptive Deborah because they do have a drum track. We learned that when he fucking geeked out. But the reason why I was skimming through this is because I was trying to find out if he did the joke because I wanted to see if he brought the horn out. You know, his great horn that we love, but he doesn't play the joke.
Oh, the Hornitron.
Yes, he doesn't play the Hornucopia during this set. But he does decide to hop on the drums.
Okay, you know? Good.
Does it look as made up as when he like plays guitar?
It's probably a bit better.
Oh. He's just
based on nothing.
He's playing a lot of Rock Band too, and so he kinda like knows the gist of a couple drum things. Okay, it's hot.
It's really hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
He looks like Baby Danzig.
He does. Okay, so we're improvising here. And since we've run out of tracks, we're going to have to improvise. So what we're going to do is I'm going to play drums for a few songs, if that's okay with you.
Yeah. Is he going to hold the mic with one hand?
We don't know what any of your songs sound like. Who cares? Woo!
Your songs sound exactly the same with half your band missing. He doesn't even have like a mic stand, huh?
Now, did his other old guitar player also take his shirt off? He's like, well, Corey's taking his shirt off. I'm taking my shirt off.
I don't think so, but I think that's how he won up to.
Oh, there we go. I was worried.
Yeah. Low Serville! Low Serville! Some guy. Some like bald guy swinging his shirt.
I'm here for Corey. I like the Tin Man. All right, I guess we'll just jam out. Let's do a garage band jam. Oh, we're doing Stand By Me?
Oh.
When your drummer is gone. Someone's teaching him how to play drums right now. Okay, hit that one and that one.
No, it's like what Mike said. They're just firing up Rock Band so he can play along with it.
He's just looking at a screen and then a fill section comes up. He's like, fuck, I don't know what to do. I'm not going to get star power.
Yeah, no, his other guitar player did take his shirt off. It's like, oh, if Corey's doing it, I'm doing it. Fuck this.
Unless he's just like Jeff when he was in Japan and he's wearing like a a shirt that makes it look like he has no shirt on. How mad is Corey that this woman is singing? He's got to be furious.
I'm mad as a fan. I don't want to hear a cover song.
Yeah, I love how he's like, hey, guys, I'm gonna play drums. Anyway, here's Stand By Me. We're not going to tell you it's about to come. We're just going to start playing.
Well, because the drums for Stand By Me are stomp, stomp, drum.
Yeah.
Stomp, stomp, drum.
Bass, snare, bass.
Stomp,
bass, snare.
Drum,
bass,
stomp,
bass, snare,
and
bass.
And then you hit the cymbal for the...
P.
Poop.
A. P.
Poop.
P. Poop. I will pee. Oh, I won't poop.
Jim and them forever.
Who said that? Who said that? It is hilarious that he performs this song, and he performs the song from The Lost Boys. It's like, yeah, we know you're in those movies, but that doesn't mean you just...
I didn't even make that connection. Yeah.
That didn't even occur to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it's just because it was easy.
I always forget he was an actor.
Oh, it's called Stand By Me.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit. Corey sucks. Well, and knowing Corey, he'll come up and be like, yeah, so I was in a movie called Stand By Me. I don't know if you guys realize
it
that.
It sucks. It sucks. I only like my music. Is Look he also hair. Singing, or is it just the lady?
I don't hear him, but that's crazy that he'd like take a back seat like that.
Oh, solo.
He's probably pissed about right now.
Well, and the drums make no sense right now. What is he doing?
He's soloing.
He's just going, duh, duh, duh. Cymbal, cymbal, duh, duh, duh. Other cymbal, duh, duh, duh. This cymbal.
Crowd's hyped.
You know Corey's dragon, so they have to kind of keep like slowing down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, what a nightmare. He's the one that's supposed to, like, set the pace of the music.
But it's like a slow, pensive version of it. It's like the movie trailer, Stand By Me.
Fuck yeah.
Bah, 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 bah.
What led him to believe that there should be a fill there, let alone a terrible fill?
All right. Next up, Metallica.
I do.
He's doing it.
Oh, is he saying about the movie?
He's
is
like,
he reminding everyone?
Guys, I was in it.
I think he does like a Beatles song too. I think they do a Beatles cover.
Octopus's garden in the shade.
This is Ringo. This is the Beatles.
Oh, it's because he's functionally unable to.
Yeah,
hold he's not talented enough to do both.
Yeah, let's hear what his excuses are. Even though he chose to do this, by the way.
Yeah.
What's here is excuses.
Well, he had like three people set up the mic for him that he didn't use.
Because it is rather difficult to play drums and sing at the same time, period. But especially on a song that's not even yours. So anyways,
who picked this song for me?
Yeah, anyways, who put this on the fucking set list? Me?
He keeps trying to get the crowd to be like, woo, you're giving it your best shot. you're doing your best.
Hey, forever, man.
Yeah, bro.
You're out there.
At least you're trying.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry, but it's not my fault at all. Anyways, bop, 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 bop.
Attempt to play song where I'm going to play drums and sing at the same time.
Wow.
Instead, I'm going to do it with a classic from one of my favorite bands and yours too.
Hatebreed.
It's one of Paul Tumultuous songs. And it goes a little something like this. Perfect producer from Tor goes like this.
I'm a loser.
But don't we do it?
Why don't we do it?
Why is that perfect for Loserville? They have a song called I'm a Loser. Is it perfect for Loserville?
Yeah.
The woman is the N-word of the world.
All right, let me hear that again. Let me take it back.
Yeah, that's sweet, Phil. It's like Tool.
It's one of Paul's roachiest songs. And it goes a little something like this. Perfect for Loserville. It goes like this.
That's not how the song goes at all. Just hit the crash the whole time. Okay.
This is just a wall of noise.
I think it's called a wall of sound, Mike.
Yeah, Phil Spector-esque.
Same diff.
This is Phil Spector. That is fine.
Perfect for Loserville.
Do you think he's better?
And then he just stopped singing.
but if you had to pick, is he better on the guitar or is he better on the drums?
Well, so the things he does on the guitar are bad, but they're simple. He's hiding true. The fact that he doesn't know how to play guitar.
And there's another guitar player.
Well, you have a lot of distortion and stuff. You can't really distort drums. He's just sort of tapping a guitar like the end of a rock band song.
Even the video I made fun of, he's just going like
he's just
three, 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 up and down one string. Anyone, I mean this, like anyone can pick up a guitar and learn how to just thumb their fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
In and then various places, up and down bar. A single thing, and just go up and down, and just go like he thinks he's doing scales, but he's not actually doing scales.
So you're saying he's better at drumming?
Yeah, what's that?
And so he hides what he's doing. Even that one song where I was making fun of him, saying he looks like a little kid with a tennis racket.
Yeah.
He's just playing one string, and he's playing long, like single finger, like fret chords, like he's not doing anything. And this, he's like. The spotlight's on him. He can't hide the fact that he doesn't know what to do.
What he needs to do is he needs to Slipknot it and have two drummers. That way he can play drums and be covered up. Or just be on some bongos or some shit.
And a puppet jerking his nose off. Super-
he needs that too. He's a supercut of him and the guy from Whiplash. Like, again!
Yeah, exactly.
Again!
And there's the first verse of Why Don't We Know the Road.
I love how spastic he is on the drums.
Yeah, they don't know what to do. The bass is trying to keep it together. He picked a different crash to hit this time. These two guys are like, this fucking sucks.
I know. Did you see that video of Jim and them?
Yeah.
Do you think they kicked the drummer out?
I don't know. Are we going to get our channel shut down for playing the Beatles? Is it going to recognize this as the Beatles?
Yeah.
He started and stopped three different times.
You know, at the end of a show at the end of the last song, when everybody's just kind of doing whatever.
Yeah,
and
we're just geeking.
That's just him playing a song. He's just doing that part of every song and as this entire song.
I can't believe they gave him like 30 minutes. He's way over what he's supposed to have.
Oh, yeah.
Tequila! I'm the greatest musician alive!
Corey Feldman on the drums!
Boo!
Now, we're going to bring on a guest drummer!
What?! You've had a guest drummer.
Yeah, why didn't they bring the guest drummer out a while ago?
Well, no, it's like I said, the guest drummer doesn't want to learn any of his songs
because
he doesn't have a relationship with them. So odds are he either could only teach them one song or they're going to play another song that the guy just knows.
Learn
song.
Dude, you know
music.
More likely is this that he wanted to have that moment where he got to play drums.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I'll just play drums. That'll be better.
But it's my tour manager. My tour manager has been watching the show for the last five shows, and he thinks he's got this one down.
Oh, your tour manager? You mean the guy that couldn't get your drummer into the country for the show? And your saxophone player and your backup singers?
Yeah. We want to make it about him. It was his plan all along to get to play drums with Corey. All right, I'm bringing up Tom Segura. He's going to play the drums.
Wait, what?
He does look like Tom Segura.
What song did he announce?
So we're going to play this classic song of mine right now called Walk.
Classic?
Jim, he says that about every single one of his songs.
Give it up for Justin, everybody.
No.
I don't wanna. Bring out Funny Bone.
It's a blues number. This guy's nailing it.
Good thing he has a guitar.
He's hitting both drumsticks at the same time, like you do.
Inward.
We're just gonna make up a song while we're out here.
Yeah, just a bunch of dickheads dicking around. Playing like God knows what the fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, you're at your friend's house and they have a band and you just listen to them do the same riff over and over.
Am I the only one in here with ears? He's playing Walk.
Yeah. I'm skipping ahead. What are they finishing?
Well, I
with?
Didn't come to Corey for deep cuts. He's not. Okay.
Oh, wait, sorry. Go ahead.
I don't even know what was happening.
It's too hot. Hoodie time.
I just want to see what is that with it? Okay.
Yeah! Everyone cheers so loud.
Why did he put that guitar on?
Who's on the
line? On the line?
Anybody order a love burger? Well done. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, God. Hey, guys.
Yeah?
When you guys finally get back across the border, what do you think about a reunion? Nothing crazy, a few new songs, mostly old stuff. I can get into that.
Yeah, this is Corey going back to fucking, Minnesota?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? This is Ian Pope again. I thought I'd call in and comment on the great content you're throwing out to the masses.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, bro.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, yeah. Mr. Pope.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, and also, hey, man. You guys are making that $2 I spend on the Patreon worth it. I don't know any other, podcast that talks about Can't Hardly Wait. It's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, shit.
So yeah. Good.
Dude.
One of the best.
Yeah, we not only do we talk about it far too often, but we also constantly talk about Josie and the Pussycats because it was written by the same people.
No, we don't.
Was it really? I never saw that one.
What? Oh, bro. You got to watch it.
I know about it, though.
It's ahead of its time in, being, Not meta necessarily, but kind of like you'll understand when you watch the movie. You're like, oh wow, this movie was kind of ahead of its time.
Oh, trust me, I remember when it came out. It's kind of funny. I was born in '94, so I was the youngest of four. I was the youngest of four, and my siblings were 10 years older than me, so I had to watch whatever they wanted, and they watched Can't Hardly Wait on repeat over and over. So whenever you guys say the tiniest line, I'm like. Man, fucking love that they know that movie.
I dressed
so good.
I dressed like Preston one year in high school because I was I didn't have an identity for my clothing.
So you had arms and a shirt.
So I literally wore a baseball shirt with a fucking kind of Hawaiian shirt button up thing over it, and I was okay, here it is. I found it.
Prestone.
I found it. Prestone.
You're just harnessing your chi.
Yeah, I just had to do it for my father, Ethan Embry.
I met him one time when I was in Atlanta. I went to a bar and he was there.
Oh yeah, he lives in Georgia.
I think he must, but his girlfriend was on stage doing a live band karaoke, and I saw him, and I walked up to him, and I'm the kind of person I don't really bothering celebrities, and but I never really talked to him, but I went up to him and I was like. Man, Can't Hardly Wait is one of my favorite movies. It's really cool. I got to meet him, and he was so stoked about it. It was really cool.
Nice. No, he's truly, cool he's super cool. He's he's the fucking dude.
But yeah, I'm watching this, I'm watching you guys talk about this Corey Feldman footage, and I'm like, I gotta hit him with a Love Burger reference.
Hell yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah, great call.
All right. Well, appreciate that. Hey, you guys keep up the good work. I'm going to keep listening.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you, dude.
No problem. Have a good one.
Woo!
What are we in here?
Nobody drinks the beer! The beer's gone bad!
Oh yeah, no drummer again.
But don't worry, the guy who shakes chains is doing his best.
Yeah, the jangly man is coming out.
Is he in hell? What happened?
Yeah, I think the devil's here to drag Corey back.
No, not yet. Not yet.
They just play Ascension Millennium again.
It is funny that he's like, here's a classic, and then it's just like it sounds like they're in hell.
Is it Duh?
Oh, she put on Angels.
Yeah, they did this last time. We should know what this song is. I don't remember, though.
Duh.
Oh, it is Duh.
Yeah, it's Duh. You know, a classic.
Duh is a classic, though. He's still changing his outfit. Oh, no, they switched it. They're doing Go For It instead.
Oh, sure.
This is a classic. This is one of the best.
This is a classic.
Well, this is what everyone knows him for because of his embarrassing antics. Which are alive and well, as we can see. His embarrassing antics are going nowhere.
Do you think it took him that long to find that hoodie and put it on?
I bet he was looking for an actual outfit, couldn't find it, or was having trouble with it, and said, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
I think he was doing a cocaine line in the shape of his name.
As a man who can't dance myself, I bet you could play a song I'd never heard, ask me to dance to it, and I would look like I knew what I was doing more than Corey dancing to something he's danced to 100 times.
Well, the only reason why it looks like he knows what he's doing, though, is because I know the video so well, and he's actually doing
this. Oh, yeah, no.
At least he's doing the same thing, but yeah, you're absolutely right.
His dancing never goes with anything he's playing. It just doesn't make sense.
Who does the Doc Ice part? Oh, wait, no. Is it... Who's on this? Is Doc Ice on... Or Snoop Dogg was on it, right?
Originally... Shit, only that one version.
No, it was Snoop Dogg was... Okay, but then what was Doc Ice on the Today Show version?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
All right. Who does the rap?
Probably the Pirate Cowboy bass player. Yeah. Or nobody. They just skip it. It's like that Lady Gaga song that has rap part in it, but they only play that on the rap stations. Or is it Katy Perry? I don't remember. Who cares? Who gives a fuck? Corey looks like a warlock. He looks like he made a pact with a dark being to gain some type of advantage.
I don't know why I'm actually like, who's going to do the rap? No one's going to do the rap.
Yeah,
am I even asking the question? No one's going to do the rap.
There will be no rap, or it'll play on the track behind him while he dances.
And he dances.
And then he'll try and get people to do Go For It, and no one in the audience is going to do it because they're like, huh, we're here for...
If I was in the audience, I would do the Go For It.
He'd be furious at you.
No, he would love that I did the Go For It.
Because he'd be like, no, how did you know that? I'm supposed to tell you to do it.
If I was in the audience, I would knock him out like XXXTentacion. One of the best videos of all time.
It's so funny being able to see the crowd, everyone just having conversations.
Yeah.
Everyone's just talking to each other.
Yeah, thank God there's no drums so we can all hear each other.
It's so much easier to talk when there's not a drummer.
Where did Corey even go?
He's probably on the side, like, singing to one person.
I was hoping he was on, like, some sort of thing over the crowd, like Peter Pan. Like, yeah.
Oh, yep. Why didn't I know he was going to do the rap?
I said he was going to do
it. Right, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you, Jeff, but you fucking called it.
I thought that seemed impossible.
He does the rap, of course.
There's nothing he can't do.
Yeah.
Drums, Hornetron, rap,
he's
going to
scream
dance.
Rap.
Yeah, he's doing XX sex. I called that too somehow. I'm just going to stand right in your camera. You don't care, right? Nope.
If you didn't tell me, I wouldn't have realized he was doing the rap. Yeah. That guy down there with the focus. Check it out with the gayest show. Check it out.
I want a wall of death. Everyone split down the battle. Yeah, you don't care if I sit in front of this, do you?
Well, no. What's happening is people are now going to their seats.
Yeah,
that's why
that last song their ears picked up.
Because some of the music's about to start.
Well, also they're just arriving normally when you'd arrive at the show. So now you're seeing people getting in the way of the camera because everyone's finally getting to the concert.
Yeah, the crowd's here now. Like, oh, shit. Yeah, and everyone in the front is just there for the mosh pit for everything else.
Well, yeah, they're doing the thing where you gotta get down there early, or you won't be able to get down there when the music that matters is playing.
They're like, this sound check's taking forever. It sounds like shit.
All right. Well, the reason why I was looking at that is because I did want to see. I wanted to. I was trying to look for clips of him taking out his horn.
Mm-hmm.
Come to bed, Jim. Sorry, Stella. I'm looking for clips of Corey pulling out his horn.
Because actually, the original one. Did we see it on the? Yeah, because did we see it in the one when everything gets fucked up with the track?
Yeah.
Okay. Because yeah, this was like the OG. For people that don't know, when he does play the joke during the tour, if you're going to the tour, look out for the part where he takes out his horn. It's our favorite part because he has to scramble because he does this whole thing where he wants to play guitar during the joke. So the circus music plays. He has to scramble and get his guitar real quick, get it plugged in, and then he has to make sure to remember to pick up the horn to play the horn because it's very important.
His hat's in the way. It's not plugged in.
Love you, though.
Also, if you're going to the tour, just throw gravy at him. Why not? That's not assault.
So. It was all just a joke.
So, yeah, he's got to hurry up, get everything plugged
shit.
In.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
And he's got to get his big horn.
It's
not working.
They'll stop because they know they have to.
He's never played that horn on time.
Damn shit don't work.
And then I think this was in Chicago.
Why wouldn't he simply have it ready?
He never has any of it ready.
So he's going to get his guitar.
You know, you can leave that plugged in if someone knows how to turn off that line. Like, fuck.
By the way, this is definitely a different show. I know it looks the same.
Wait, but he's got the drink.
What drink?
Oh, you mean like different from the one we just watched?
Yeah, no, yeah. That's what I mean. This is a different show. Yeah, he's still gonna find the cable, get everything plugged in.
God damn it! It's still not on. You just leave that on, I think.
I'm still getting shit everything. Sorry, there's that one.
Really good.
Okay, here's another one.
The pillar right in
this
the
is
way.
From someone back in the. This person's like back behind the seats, like in the open area.
Dude, it is a race every and single again, time.
This is now New York. We went from because I know it looks like we're just looking at the same thing from different angles, but we're in Indiana on the first one. Then the Toronto one, they don't play the joke. Then we have Chicago was the second one we watched, and now we're in New York.
Why is he not prepared any of these times?
Well, why don't they take 10 seconds? I play in the band, but I love that they all have the Corey tarp. You're not allowed on the stage at all.
Because everything's covering the back, yeah. Yeah, they can't even just have a tarp that says, like, Corey Feldman, Low Serville or something on
Well, they ain't paying for that, and he doesn't have any money.
This person kind of misses it almost, but I think they get it.
That was the best one so far.
Yeah, that one was
the
kind of
on was actually
time.
On.
Yeah, he got it in before the wow.
Now, I think the other two that I have are also a little smoother also.
It's him falling over.
Dude, it is a mad
every
dash. Every single time.
Frantic.
He is frantically racing to put this puzzle together really quick in time to pointlessly play the Hornetron.
It's really hard to plug in a guitar, too. The horn's out of tune.
That was Mansfield. Yeah, is there a reason why it wouldn't just be plugged in already? Like, I mean, again, I wasn't in a band, so I don't know if that's a thing.
I mean, you could just, it's literally like your mixer. You could have that line all the way down, always plugged in.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, why is it not just on
You can even literally turn on the amp if you want.
You could just set up like three pedals, and then it's like, this is for this guitar, this is for this guitar, and this is for this guitar.
You want this guy to work pedals? He can't sing and drum.
That's true.
And then I think I have one more. This one's St. Louis.
Oh, he looks like he might be plugged in.
Nope.
Okay. Oh. Yeah.
He's always so proud of himself.
How much does that cost, by the way?
It's like $400 or something.
For five seconds, maybe you're right, Jeff. Five seconds of every.
We looked it up.
Yeah, hold on. Well, there was, I think, because what? There's like a two horn one, but he has the four horn one.
Yeah. Probably like making himself deaf with it. It's just like, well, I don't even know what that's for. Maybe construction sites.
Because yeah, it's a train horn kit. Let me see. How much does it run for?
That's why they weren't allowed in Canada. They thought it was a weapon.
Yeah, they took the. He just said it was the drummers.
Yeah,
it's his. It's not mine.
Oh, he loves guns.
Let me see. There's a train horn kit that you can get on Amazon. How much? Maybe it is like $150. How much is it? No, yeah, you're right. Yeah, we can get the kit for $140. Although I guess you got to kind of build that one. I don't know if the gun is more.
I don't.
I thought we saw that exact one when we
did see the exact one. I forget where the link is, but maybe you're right. Maybe it was only like $150 or $200.
But still, $200 for what he's using it for?
Yeah.
For one song, he never has it on.
Yeah, a mad dash at the beginning of a song that it's pointlessly honked during.
But yeah, Ace in the Twitch chat, the amount of Hornetron research you did is amazing, dude. I was trying to find every, tour to see if people had the joke, but unfortunately, some tours only have other songs; they don't all have the joke. One of them is someone like way up in the back. And there's only filming the screen. And I guess kind of in his defense, they're playing the video during the circus part. So if you're in the way back, you can't even see what he's doing. You can't see the mad dash that he's trying to do.
It's funny that he refuses to be prepared.
But the funny thing about that, though, is if you're in the way back and you can't see what he's doing, you also can't hear the horn. Because actually, let me see if I can find that one. Because there's one I found. Someone was just filming the screen from the back. And you can't hear it. And I'm like, I know he's playing the fucking... Wait, I'm searching horn. No one's going to know that.
Corey Horn.
I'm like, there's no way that he's not blasting the goddamn horn right now.
Oh, Jim, you didn't put spaces between low serve and ill?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no wonder it's not coming up. Hold on. I had to look for the ones from like this past month.
I'm glad that we're trying to find this.
This might be it here.
Why would he play the music video?
You can't even see him. Now, I assume he played the horn, unless maybe he didn't play the horn on this one.
No, that's impossible.
He forgot to charge the horn.
I refuse to believe that he wouldn't play that horn.
But it's even funnier than if that means you can't hear the horn. So what is he even doing it for?
Himself, like everything.
Yeah.
Everything in his life is to serve him.
Perhaps we stumbled upon something Corey didn't think through.
Anyways, yeah, that's the Loserville tour. Now, wait, actually, but Mike, I guess before we move on from Corey... You were getting into it. I haven't seen these yet. You were getting into it on Twitter with Heather May Dawn.
Well, she accosted me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I saw a video of Corey playing guitar solo poorly. Mm-hmm. And it was what's his name? The Kelly guy?
Robert Kelly.
Friend of the Bonfire.
Who I didn't know, like ironically liked Corey. And he was saying, yeah, there it is. Amazing. Like, I saw that. And so I just responded, ha ha ha, have you never seen anyone play a guitar before? Because if you watch the video, this is the thing I was talking about, where this is like the fake single string, just strumming your three fingers over and over and pretending you're playing a solo. Like, at one point in time, he literally just jumps up and down on the guitar, and it's clear he's just like, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, Yeah, so he's going for the solo here.
Yeah, he's pretending to do the thing that people do on purpose, but it's clear he's just literally moving his fingers while he strums. There's no structure there. You can tell he's not even doing it at the right time because there's nothing. So I just said, like, haha, have you never seen a guitar played before?
Where's your... I have the link in the Discord. Oh, there you go.
Well, yeah, hold on. Oh, there we go.
Well, she deleted a lot of her replies.
Oh, she did?
She deleted almost everything.
Oh, yeah, I see that poster deleted. Because, yeah, this is Heather May Dawn that threatened to serve Mike with a legal notice and sue him.
Yeah, so I say right there, plain as day, I'm not pretending I didn't, like, goof on him, but that is, like, the most innocent thing in the world.
Yeah.
I was pounced on so quickly and aggressively by, like, there was like 10 people
and
all
Heather,
doing
well,
all caps.
In the chat.
They were hashtagging Loserville in their tweets to me. They were tagging Corey. And it was just like, why is everyone such a hater? Are you a hater? You could have never done anything in your life. Corey's positive and you're negative and you're jealous.
Well,
you're the worst.
For people that don't know, yes, this is Heather May Dawn. She replies to like almost all of Corey's tweets. And she's the one that called us up and left us a voicemail threatening to... Well, she wanted our dress so she
could
serve us.
I didn't realize Big J's in this video. They're the one filming
I think it's his video. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
So they cut to him clapping and cheering.
So her and several people start doing that. And so at first I was just like, ha, 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 settle down. Like, what are you doing? Like, ha, 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 this is... You, like, calm down. One person... claimed that she was going to put a spell on me and she had a Wicked Witch of the West gift.
That's when I had to step in. I saw Elliot saying that. I had to hit up my friend, the gay sex monster.
And I was like, this is an insane response. Like, I was getting crazy responses. So Jeff shows up as the gay sex monster and starts like condemning Corey. So then Heather May starts like saying she's going to have us arrested and... Like,
she's going to send she needs our address. She keeps asking us for our address.
That's later. At first she's saying like, you're going to get arrested. You're going to get, the FBI is going to come after you. Why do you people, insist on, doing this to me? My body is falling apart. I'm in constant pain, but that doesn't stop me from.
Wait, hold on. I think I found I wanted to play the voicemail real quick.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I had to find
it. I'm trying to reach Mike Steele. Now,
is it possible she recognized your name because she did call and left?
Eventually, she does.
Okay.
I'm trying to reach Mike Steele. I received information from YouTube that you are currently the one that is streaming the MyTrip doc. Corey Feldman, we struck it once and you countered. I'm fixing to strike it again. Or fisting to file a lawsuit.
I guess you're fixing to counter it again.
I need Mike Steele to give me a call back. We're actually trying to get the correct address to serve you. And if possible, if you can remove that video immediately, you're not allowed to stream it. It is copyright of Corey, and I'm giving you a call. You can call me, or you can... let me know the correct information so we can serve you. You can call me back at 662-927. Mike, I would appreciate a return call. This
I love how professional it is, too. So, yeah, just give us the information.
We'll see.
I struck your video in 2020, and you're still streaming it. YouTube allowed it. I don't care if it is a commentary. You are streaming the entire film. So we need you to remove it now, or we are going to serve you. So I need a call back, or I'm just going to have someone sent to your home to verify that it is you.
And kill you.
It's so aimless.
Thank you very much.
It's so baseless.
Yeah, she didn't have a plan. She had a plan when she called.
So she just starts like, they launch into me. It's clear that Corey sucks and people actively hate on him and they're on the defensive from the get-go. So Jeff started pretending to be the gay sex monster. So in those...
Ain't no act.
She started replying to him, but didn't untag me. So I decided my new bit was to act confused, like I couldn't see Jeff's responses. So I keep going like, why are you yelling at me? I'm so confused. Hey, why are you saying these things to me? why are you doing that? And then so she starts going like, oh, you must not be able to see this guy. And I'm like, what guy? Why are you yelling at me? What's happening? I just replied to a video.
I didn't see that. Yeah, she did recognize you. She says,
she apologizes to me because I just start acting like a fucking idiot. I just play dumb super hard. And she eventually goes, I'm sorry. I apologize. You must not be able to see the guy I blocked, which was Jeff. And so you think I'm replying to you. And I'm like, I'm just so confused. I merely replied to a tweet. Now people are going to say they're going to cast spells on me. And you're saying you're going to get me arrested. And then, so she apologized a bunch. And then you can see the one where she goes,
we have to read this one. Get off here now. Well, wait. Tell Jim and your buddies who stole from at Corey Feldman, I need an address to process serve you. Well, I just want to read this, though. Because I don't see the other ones. I need an address to process serve you. Now it is public. I will post it in your local courthouse. Who's laughing now? Tell your stealing friends to think of other content and stop stealing Corey's. But I'm sorry.
I have tons of them because they stayed in my notifications, even though she deleted a bunch of them. She was going crazy because at one point in time, she's apologizing. She's like, you must have added yourself to this. You need to remove yourself. You can block me if you want. Then you won't see my replies anymore. And I just keep saying like, oh, I'm so confused. Why am I here? And then she goes, then after that, like 5 minutes later, I just get a tweet that goes, wait, are you a part of Jim and them that constantly is playing a video tour? We've given a copyright notice on. I need your address so we can serve you a court document to have you remove it and charge you for each view. By the way, all of you guys are streaming illegally. That's her exact thing. So I go, yes, I'm on that show, but I don't give up my address online. I'm sorry in advance if that causes you any trouble. And she goes, well, then I guess I'm going to have to make this a public notice. I bet you know who I am now. Shall I post your information and then go and steal your video like you did to Corey?
But wait, how is she going to post our information if she keeps asking us what our information is?
What if I go to your channel and steal your content and then get paid for it? And I go, I appreciate that you're willing to take the high road and share our content. Thank you. And so I'm just saying that stuff because she's so mad. She's so angry. And she goes, I would never share your content. You guys are too old. I don't want your old content. You guys are old men.
She's old as fuck. What is she talking about?
You're old men like my grandfather. Y'all men need new stuff. And I'm just like, why are you making fun of me? And she just keeps getting more and more mad. There's a couple things about her working.
My dad was a judge.
Yeah, she says a couple things about working with Homeland Security. Hold on. Where does she say she works with Homeland Security?
Well, let's read some of these ones that are
she's
here.
Tagging in. She's tagging Elon Musk all the time, by the way, too. Because she needs to make sure. Oh, here it is. I work with FBI and Homeland Security.
Yeah,
now.
We work with FBI. We have all of her there information.
Yeah. I say you better get off this platform now before I lock your sick tail up. No one cares. Move on. Are you really that bored? And that I think might have been to Jeff. And then she just starts saying that she's going to like subpoena me. And there's that image that I showed you guys. Because she says that she's going to like go to the local courthouse and show my cease and desist to our court so that I get in trouble.
Well, yeah. Well, let's go through these ones that we can see though.
Yeah.
So you're like, who's Jim? You're going to post our video in a courthouse. How do you do that? And she's like, you're old enough to know. I don't answer stupid questions.
I think she can tell that I'm just being, I'm playing dumb.
When you are server, it becomes public record. My dad was a judge. Going to have the local FBI I work with just handle the copyright issue. Don't have time after you fake play the victim. You are boring. Here's your public cease and desist. Don't write me again. You can talk to Corey's attorney in the FBI. And he's like, how do I contact them? Any help would be appreciated. Thanks.
Because she stopped talking to me, and I'm like, I bet I can get her to respond to me again.
Shall I have them come knock at your door, or do you understand?
And she posted this, like, super redacted nothing.
Yeah.
Like, my only guess is that this is, like, an automated thing that gets sent to you if you send someone something, or it's also probably just nothing.
It's literally just something you could just type on. It doesn't really mean anything.
Well, and the entirety of it is redacted. Yeah. There's no way to tell what any of it's supposed to be. But she stopped replying to me after I asked her, like, what am I looking at?
Yeah, damn, this lady, she's a wacko. She's tagging Elon Musk, what, to try to get you banned?
She's tagging Elon Musk. She's tagging Corey. She wants to make sure that
I tagged Elon Musk. Well, I turned the tables on her.
The thing is, she has she traced Jeff's IP and she gave it to Elon Musk so that Elon Musk could ban Jeff from Twitter. So that that's why Elon Musk is there. And then all the people that were like angry tweeting at me, once she deleted her tweets, they all deleted theirs as well.
So now my notifications, they're her accounts.
It's,
yeah.
Well, and it's her being like extra crazy. And so she either deleted them because she looked crazy when I tricked her into apologizing me, or she deleted them once she realized I was Mike and didn't want like a thread full of her yelling at me if she was going to use it later on for whatever she thinks she could possibly use it for.
Well, she's a comedian.
And keep in mind, she found me. I did not respond to her. I didn't tweet at her. I didn't tag her. I saw a video of Corey playing a guitar and it, like, very playfully mocked him.
Yes. Yeah,
it's one of the most innocent like mocks I've ever seen. And I got like, I got a deluge of all caps anger from like so many people.
Yeah, damn, she's a wacko.
Yeah, she's a crazy person.
But let's call her. Corey's the one that's like, well, I have the document somewhere. I can't find her DOS.
Fuck. I mean, it's heatherdallinmay.com, but it's probably on there.
Wonder if she ended up deleting.
Because the other day he tweeted like, can we talk about how much I love Heather Dawn May, the sweetest, most wonderful woman / web mistress / friend / family anyone could ever dream of? I'm speaking of Heather, of course, such a wonderful soul. July 31st is her actual B-Day, so let's have another round of B-Day wishes for the one and only queen of the Feld fam.
Oh, we missed her birthday. Nice.
We love you. Happy birthday, Heather.
It does look like she eventually blocked me.
Oh,
I did just check.
But why is she blocking you when she needs to reach out to you?
I didn't even hit her up.
yeah, she found you.
I mean, she has connections in the FBI. She probably has ways to reach us, to touch us.
Oh, she's gonna find me.
She's gonna touch you.
She's gonna get me. I'm gonna have a knock at my door, and it's gonna be the FBI, and they're gonna take me away, and they're gonna be like, Mike, you have to sign this for harassing Heather May Dawn.
Mm.
Or Heather Dawn May.
Heather Dawn May suck my balls.
Got her. Whoop. And I got nothing. I got nothing to defend myself with because I clearly, I attacked this woman. I didn't simply comment on something and I was deluged by whack jobs.
Damn, she played the world famous Ha Comedy Club.
It was funny that she eventually realized I was doing a bit and called me boring. I thought that was pretty good.
Hold on, I was trying to see if I have. I know I have her DOS somewhere.
I will show you.
Oh, here it is. Here's the DOS.
I'll show you the funny. One person didn't delete their stuff. So
is that Elliot bitch? Or no?
Yeah, look at this one.
Oh, that's one with a witch on it.
Yeah. So
I totally agree. I am like a witch. I will cast a spell on anyone who messes with any of my dear friends. I'll make their lives a living hell and make it stick, especially if they mess with you and at Corey Feldman. Witchy woman I am. Well, that's from what Elliot Liddell.
I even responded to that with like an article about how the angels were abused. And she's like, I don't believe it.
So she starts it with, I totally agree, because that Heather Dawn May said that she was going to make it her life's work to ruin my life. And then someone responded to her saying, I'm in on it too. Let's get this guy. And then this weird Wicked Witch of the West chick's like, yeah, let's cast magic spells on him, baby.
Maybe that's why you're scream sprinting in the park because of Heather Dawn May. Maybe
Mike, I would appreciate a return call. This has been going on. I struck your video in 2020, and you're still streaming it. YouTube allowed it. I don't care if it is a commentary. You are streaming the entire film. We need you to remove it now. Or we are going to serve you. So
I
need a call back. You can call me or you can let me know the correct information so we can serve you. If you can remove that video immediately, you're not allowed to stream it. It is copyright of Corey and I'm giving you a call. You can call me or you can let me know the correct information so we can serve you. You can call me back at 662-927-0000.
Let me see, because I have a bunch of numbers here.
Okay.
I mean, the funny thing is I could call her and give her, like, literally any address.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, it's me, Mike. Sorry about all this. Here's my address.
Well, I was, before she blocked me, I looked up 2810 Gay Street in Los Angeles.
Yeah, Jane May just needs to get her bussy rocked. Sheets drier than sandpaper in the Sahara.
Yeah. What's a 626? What zip code or area code is that? It's got to be the South, right?
I think it's Loserville.
Oh, true. Yeah. Oh, you mean Loserville?
Yeah.
709.
Oh, San Gabriel Valley, northeastern Los Angeles. He's probably taking money from her personally. Hey, I just need a couch to crash on for a couple of days. Okay.
I wonder what she'd do if I did just call her and give her an address.
Waste a bunch of money trying to serve.
Yeah, no, I think she'd probably waste a bunch of her own time and money.
Call me back at 662-927.
Which number is it? Okay, here we go. Let me try.
Let's see. Yeah, give her. You got to be the lawyer or
something. Yeah, you have to be my lawyer.
Or you're calling from the FBI or something like that.
Well, last time you were my fake lawyer.
Do we have to put one? Oh, no. To your goddamn phone.
Ah, she's a coward.
This person cannot be reached at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone. After you leave a message, you can modify it by pressing pound.
Hello, my name is Ian Slashner, and I'm calling from the law offices of Bupak and Bussy on the account of my client, Michael Steele. I've been made aware that you have been harassing him online and through the phone. This is serving as a cease and desist. We please need your address so we can send excuse me. Sorry. I was watching a funny video on YouTube. Please give me your address so that I may serve you because we will not be having this. You could please send that address to me at jimandthem@gmail.com. Thank you. Have a good one.
The best part is that you lost and you're like, no, this is not over.
We need a train horn for the next time we call her.
Sorry, I'm talking over myself. I'm trying to put this horn together live on stage.
Our train horn is the fart gun. That's our yeah. If we ever do a Jim and Them live band, do we have to have
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah, but you gotta like you gotta drop it three times and your mic comes unplugged.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
Shit.
Heather Don May, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, why is she harassing people?
I don't know why she came after me.
Yeah, she came after me. I hit up Elon Musk. I said, is it appropriate to try to dox people for that don't understand copyright law?
Well, I even kept asking her, I'm like, why are you being so mean to me? Why are you making fun of me? Why are you so mad at me?
Yeah, I think she was also responding to another person that makes Corey videos here. Just doing... she's Corey's bulldog. So yeah. you gotta respect the hustle at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of us is a fan. Because this guy's like being all apologetic. Every one of us is a fan. We have no malicious intent.
Nope.
The circle of shows with audiences. We love Corey. It's a whole corner of the internet in America.
I'm going to say, I hope Corey sees every one of our videos and it hurts his feelings. I hope it keeps him up at night. There we go. Yeah. Yeah, here's her respondent. What's wrong with this?
Oh, because, yeah, this guy's trying to get Corey on his show. And then I think she was like, yeah, stop. You're talking shit, basically.
Look at her. Corey's the opening act. You have to get there early. he runs good PR.
So, I was going to move, but I realized it's almost the end of part one, because I was going to move on to something else.
Oh, something else can be a great part two.
Yeah, we'll have to save it. So, I mean, since there's a few minutes, though, in part one, there's a few more Corey clips we can play.
Yeah.
Because there's also more clips of him yelling at or getting upset.
How?
Wait, hold on. Let me pull this up here. Baby, baby, let's go for it.
My bum, go my bum, my bum it. Is on the stairs.
Dude, can you
Tom
imagine?
Tom Green remix.
Can you imagine Corey, like, thanking someone?
Absolutely not. Well, he did thank Heather Don May.
Yeah, at least that's what I mean.
He has a goof.
Because she sends him all sorts of money and is the only fan of his.
Yeah. Well, and often he, like, ignores her existence. He has to throw a bone every once in a while.
The time PTA didn't turn the house lights down for Corey.
Oh, dude.
They just left all the lights on like they're warming up.
Yeah, and this is when he's trying to do the Lost Boys song.
There's the old drummer they fired.
I love that he keeps doing that pose like he thinks it's cool.
I'm building the masses. He's doing war pigs.
But see, he's pissed.
Can we take down the house lights a little bit, please?
No.
Lighting, please.
He's so mad.
He's in like a VFW.
Look, they threw his fists off. His fists got all fucked up off beat. Dude.
No one has less composure than this guy in the middle of a live show.
You had to get back into it.
Yeah, they are.
Dude,
everyone
they
else
are
is
doing it. Yeah, everyone's doing it.
Is this supposed to be War Pigs?
Please turn down the house lights for visual effect.
A little bit.
Dude, he doesn't. He really has no self-awareness. This is the Spinal Tap bit.
Now I can't see him dance. Break room light still on.
Yeah, there's still a back room light on. Yeah, and then it goes to Spinal Tap. But yeah, it does sound like War Pigs, but it goes into the Lost Boys song, I
He's
believe.
So mad.
Can we turn? Maybe you don't hear me. Turn down the lights. It's like, no, dude, no one's getting into the moment no matter what.
Sing your retarded song.
Doesn't matter.
Loser.
No mood lighting, please.
That's my favorite part. My favorite part isn't him yelling. It's
trying
him,
to find it.
It's him trying to get back into it. You can't just fucking... It's like when he's on the drums, dude. He just starts just geeking out.
Can we take down the house lights a little bit, please? Maybe you didn't hear me. Please turn down the house lights. Visual effect. Thank you.
You know what helps the mood? Fucking yelling at some guy.
Screaming at the fucking tech at the venue.
You know what is good visual effect? Just fucking trying to belittle somebody. And then this one other one where he's yelling at the crowd. Because apparently, from what he says, a lot of people maybe got free tickets or something.
I was gonna say the thing is called no cover show.
Yeah.
Oh, so it, like they're there and they don't give a shit, and he's like, "No, you need to start giving a shit."
Yeah.
I think that's funny.
Laughing.
That's awesome.
Yeah! Dude, you couldn't write it better than that.
That's so good because now he can't.
It's so embarrassing.
Well, you want me to leave? Yes!
Hey, you,
okay,
yeah.
I'll keep playing.
Guys, I'm not playing. We're tired. We've done a long tour. I
know you all got here for fuck free, up. So you don't appreciate the sale of a ticket. Most people pay to see the show.
Nope.
You guys are getting it for free. Please treat these ladies and myself with respect, or we will walk. Thank
Boo.
You.
Hits with a tomato.
It's like, I mean, I get it. It's got a, I mean, but you hear, this is what bands or comedians or whatever talk about. You have nightmare gigs. Yeah. You have to kind of just suck it up and go yeah. through it. You know what I mean? It, like, it's not, this doesn't help.
But his act as if attitude is the wrong type, where yeah, he's acting yeah. as if like, oh, I'm a huge star no matter where I play, as opposed to, well, this is what you have to deal with to make it to the top.
And I love that everything he did to Quell just made people do the opposite, where he's like, oh, you think this is funny? All right, we'll leave. Woo!
Wait, you guys are antagonizing me? What if I give you ammunition?
You think that's funny?
This guy's too much. Oh, I didn't know we were at the show.
Here's a guy that doesn't get the fucking audience.
I will walk off the stage right now.
Oh, man.
Just the entire crowd, too. Like,
that's almost the equivalent of, like, if you're a stand-up and you're like, oh, you think it's so easy? Why don't you come up here? And then the guy comes up and kills.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm not playing. We're tired. We've done a long tour. I know you all got here for free, so you don't appreciate the sale of a ticket. Most people paid to see the show. You guys are getting it for free. Please treat these ladies and myself with respect, or we will walk. Thank you.
Yeah, there we go. We just kind of
yeah. What a thank God for Butthole Foreskin taking this video and and sending it to the internet so that we can watch it.
Yeah, thank you for your service, Butthole Foreskin.
I was once trapped in an attic, forced to spin wool into gold, and I couldn't stop until I guessed my captor's name. And on the 300th day, I said Butthole Foreskin.
Yep.
He had to let me go.
Got him.
That was his name.
All right. Well, that's a part one, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, there is a new Gathering of the Juggalos infomercial.
Jim, you're spoiling it.
Yeah, we'll be getting into that next. So Jim, hang out.
What are you, Stephanie Brown, Jim?
Who's that?
In DC Universe, that's the spoiler.
You heard that, folks. We have two wells. Two wells.
two wells.
I have the horn. And we also have a third well, and it's also a well.
True story of a pioneer family who chose to brave a new frontier.